You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm Marcy Silman. Hey, Steve, coffee prices fell about 20% this year. Did you feel that when you went to buy a latte?
No,
most of us didn't see that reflected in the price of our coffee. This is the biggest two-year plunge in a decade. And here to tell us why only some coffee prices are falling is Leslie Joseph. She reports on commodity markets for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how's it going?
That's good. And yourself?
Good.
You're a big coffee drinker?
I am.
Well,
only for the job, only for research. But those lower coffee prices that you're seeing in the commodities market, you're probably not going to see it when you go and buy that latte. So two different markets that we're looking at.
Let's walk back. Why have these commodity coffee prices gone down?
Well, they've gone down so much. The roots of this coffee bust are actually in a rally that we had a couple years ago. We had lower production out of Colombia, which was a big producer, and then a smaller crop from Brazil, which is the biggest producer. And prices had skyrocketed to above $3 a pound. It was a 14-year high. So coffee farmers all over the world ended up expanding their plantations. They invested a lot in their crops. Colombia was ripping out trees and planting more disease-resistant varieties. And coffee trees take about 3 years before they mature. So right now is when we're harvesting those crops.
Are you saying that now we have a glut on the market?
Now we have a glut on the market.
So in the very basic economics that I know, when you've got too much, you outstrip your demand. Is that what's
exactly
happening? Okay.
Coffee demand globally is growing. I mean, we have very strong demand in emerging markets. I mean, even in the United States, which is a mature market, coffee is growing. And Americans are consuming better coffee, higher price points, higher qualities of coffee. But even though prices go down, you say in the commodities market, you know, 60% in a couple years, you're not going to drink 5 cups a day. Well, maybe you are, but
some people in Seattle do, Leslie. We're talking with Leslie Josephs, who reports on the commodities market for the Wall Street Journal. So what is the connection between the price of those beans grown wherever they're grown, mostly South America, and the price of a latte at Starbucks, for example?
Starbucks themselves, they've said that their costs of running their cafes are only about coffee. The price of coffee is about 8 to 10%. They have to think about labor. They are paying rent. There are other ingredients. They are a big dairy consumer. So the coffee prices is just a very small part of that.
I see. What about coffee roasters? We have a lot of those in the Northwest as well.
Roasters themselves, I mean, Starbucks is one of them, too. And when prices were rising, and we saw a lot of price increases in 2010, 2011, and then when prices started to decline, 2012, we saw a few declines in price. We saw Folgers, Kraft cut prices. But there's only been one cut for a lot of the major ones this year. And they're just holding on. And, you know, one beverage analyst said, if people are still willing to pay the price, why would you cut your prices if, you know, it helps your margins?
So should we all boycott? And that's going to force a price cut?
I can't suggest. I mean, it's a drink that many people can't go without. And if there is a response from consumers and they do shy away from that drink, you know that the food companies are going to try to lure you back.
What do you expect in 2014 or even into 2015 when it comes to coffee prices?
2014 doesn't look that much better. I mean, if you're a coffee farmer or even a consumer, because Brazil, their plants, Brazil produces about a third of the world's coffee, and their trees produce an alternating large and smaller crops. And we're headed in 2014 for a large crop. And the flowering, which is kind of an indication of the health of the upcoming crop, has been very good. Weather, there's been some rain, but for the most part, weather's been pretty good. So that could mean and adding to the glut of supply already. And global coffee consumption is only growing about 1.5% a year, about 2%. So we get a lot more people addicted. Prices are likely to stay low and even drop more.
You'll need to come out here in the new year. Leslie Josephs reports on commodities markets for the Wall Street Journal. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks.
This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.